F.A. Tamper?
Okay.
No,
okay.
This is a regularly scheduled meeting of the Zoning and Planning Committee of the Newton City Council. Today is Tuesday, February 16, 2016. It's 7:15 p.m. We're in room 205. I am chairman of the committee, Ted Hess-Mahan from Ward 3. With me at the start of the meeting tonight is the vice chair, Vicki Danberg, who is the alderman at large from Ward 6. new member of the committee, Susan Albright, is alderman at large from Ward 2. And Allison Leary, who is the counselor at large, the ward counselor from Ward 1. Allison Leary is also here with us. And we also have with us tonight John Lojek, who is the commissioner of inspectional services. The only item on for tonight is number 44-16, His Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to transfer the sum of $100,000 from free cash to the Inspectional Services Department full-time salaries account and to increase staffing levels in Inspectional Services account by 2 full-time positions. So without further ado, which Barney Frank explained to me, he wasn't sure what it was, but he always assumed it was clowns on a unicycle. John, you want to explain to us what we're getting? Yeah, that's further ado.
Okay. Well, in this item, in conversations with the executive department, they have decided that it would be in their best interest and ours to hire another electrical inspector and another plumbing and gas inspector. We're at somewhere around 14,000 applications this year for permits. And when you consider the fact that we have the same staff we had in 2007 when we did 7,000 permits a year, that's a big difference. So it's a little overwhelming for the people, especially in the plumbing and gas and electric areas. And so we were asked what we needed. We told them what we needed, and this is what we've put together. We've already been approved for another building inspector, which we also have resumes for. So there will be 3 new faces in ISD very shortly.
I move approval.
We have a motion to approve. So questions from Alderman Albright?
So is the idea to keep this going continuously in the upcoming year?
Well, they're full-time positions, so I would assume. We don't see any relenting in the permit numbers. Particularly alarming is the electrical. I mean, it's amazing how many electrical permits there are. I mean, you know, it's not just new houses. It's not just commercial businesses. People are rewiring the houses. Solar permits are off the charts. So it's an awful lot of stuff going on, and a lot of it having to do with rehabbing houses and redoing their services and everything else. So.
And I suppose this give you sufficient staff to monitor the conditions in the special permits?
Well, we certainly hope so. We also have, as you know, we also have a full-time code enforcement officer, full-time periodic inspector that just does the schools in place of assembly and licensed establishments. This certainly will help to fill out the complement of inspectors and so that they're doing correct inspections instead of racing. Often guys are doing 15 to 20 inspections in a day, and that's just not tenable.
You can't do the inspection.
That's just not tenable. They can't get to them. Our habit has been, since I've been here, to do same-day inspections. And that's becoming impossible when the electrical and plumbing guys are 3, 4, 5 days out.
So before I call on Councilor Danberg, we've been joined also by another member of the committee, Councilor Brian Yates, from Councilor at Large from Ward 5. First, so we'll call on Vice Chair Danberg and then on Councilor Leary.
John, how many full-time electrical inspectors and plumbing inspectors do we have now?
Right now there are 2 of each.
2 of each?
Yeah.
Okay, and I've seen them and talked to them, that they're very much overworked. Is one inspector each going to do the... Is that going to take care of it? We've got 2 full-time salaries. One would be in electrical and one would be
plumbing and gas.
Is that going to allow them to take care of the load that we've got now?
I certainly think so. I mean, right now there's somewhere in the order of 15 inspections a day. Mm-hmm. So if you took 30 in a day, and now it would be 10 in a day.
Okay.
The other thing that people don't even remember is the fact that, like, you know, last night I'm at the Crown Plaza and Billy McDonald is called in. So, I mean, you know, that's another thing that happens. And one of the other things that happen that people don't even think about is the fact that people have a right to take days off and go on vacation.
They
and
do.
When that happens, and that happens, I mean, all bets are off. Yeah. I mean, you know, when you have... We've been very lucky. We've had the former inspector, plumbing inspector Bobby Caruso, we've had budget for some time now to have him in on a part-time basis to try to help.
How many hours a week on
an
average?
Can't do more than 19, so he comes in a couple of days.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's nice to have someone who knows the city as well as he does and knows the plumbing inspecting business as well as he does. So, you know, that's sort of seamless. But with that will then go away. We won't be hiring part-time.
So if we get a full-time inspector, we don't have the ability to hire somebody if we've got a...
Well, for the rest of this fiscal year, it's still in the budget, but we would tend not to use them if we have three full-timers.
As long as we
can see that we're going to get it done.
And how many days out do you now guarantee inspection by?
Our habit has been same-day inspections.
Same day.
That's the real problem.
Yeah.
Is that, you know, they take calls in the morning and then go out and do the inspections.
Yep.
So they expect, you know, guys are all trained to the point where they call between 7 and 9 in the morning, the inspectors go out and do those inspections that they got. But the problem is, the biggest problem has been voicemail. By the time they get in the morning, they've got 30 voicemails.
Mm-hmm.
By the time they get back from their inspections during the day, they got 30 more.
Yeah.
To pick up 30 voicemails takes an hour. So there's 2 hours of my guys' days that are gone just picking up voicemails. And not even returning the calls yet.
Does it make sense for us to get that program that John Rice has on his cell phone, that when a voicemail comes in, it translates the voicemail to email and it turns on to...
We're working on that.
What does it mean you're working on it?
Well, we've been exploring it, and you know, we're talking to IT, and all of our guys are going to be getting smartphones soon, and that's something we're going to be doing.
Yep. And that
that way their voicemail is on their phone
and
their emails on their phone.
And it speaks to you so that you can be driving and listening to your emails.
That's legally, but yes, you can do that.
You can listen. You just can't type. You know, you just...
I mean, we're hoping that that's what we're able to do. You know, we're working on that.
So
we've also just got another program for...
How long do you think that might take before that program...
We're supposed to be getting new cell phones in the next few months.
Okay.
So.
And is the program funded?
Not that I know of, not yet.
How much do you need in order to
fund
that?
We don't even know what the number is yet. But we're supposed to be getting all new cell phones anyway, so that's going to be part of the program.
Okay.
That we're able to do this. Because, like I said, we're losing so much time just returning voicemails. It's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to be taking that up in April and May, but let's keep that in mind.
Okay.
Councilor Leary?
Councilor Danberg pretty much asked all the questions, but... One thing I don't quite understand is how you don't have a backlog and how you're able to do same-day inspections with under the conditions that you're describing.
Well, what happens is that my guys will do a lot of, they'll do overtime. And we have part-time guys that pick up some of the slack. We have one guy in each discipline in electrical and one guy in plumbing that work a couple of days a week. And they come in and try to take off the ones that...
Okay, so you're with the added two full-time, you'll have four full-time positions in plumbing and electrical, plus you have a number of...
There'll be six total, three in electrical, three in plumbing.
Three in plumbing. And then, in addition, you have part-time people.
The part-timers, we'll only use them if we absolutely have to after that.
Okay.
Because that gets expensive. We'll also have another building inspector as well. But that was already funded. And we're just getting around to getting him in. They weren't in as bad a shape as the electrical and plumbing guys, but I mean, it's just overwhelming, you know. Like I said, the biggest issue is that they can do the work, but they can't take a single day off. They can't take an afternoon off. They can't take a week off. And you know, you have a right to vacation.
It's
a right to, and most of them will work on Saturdays. I mean, you know.
Right.
I mean, we had one guy in last Saturday and trying to pick up the end of it and. One of my inspectors, one of the fire inspectors, were in yesterday doing periodic reports.
Yeah, and I did hear about the Crown Plaza having 4 feet of water in their basement.
Great photograph.
How did that not trickle down onto the Mass Pike?
I'm sure it did.
Probably did. Nobody
no one noticed. It was raining and sleeting. Yeah. Who would notice? You know, probably the best thing ever. Well, the scary part was that Eversource didn't even know where their station was.
Oh. Mm.
They had a guy show up, didn't have keys, didn't have nothing.
So they had no way of knowing if it had gotten wet?
Well, no, they had no way of knowing that, the guy didn't even know where the transformer was for the building, and that's why I had to make the decision to shut the building down, move everyone
was
out.
Was it because it was a holiday? They had somebody who wasn't.
No, no. There's a guy that even Billy McDonald knew who he was because he's from the area and just had no idea where the actual transformer for the Crown Plaza was.
Have they figured it out yet?
I haven't found that out yet. I just showed up and we shot off all kinds of circuits and it didn't affect the area. So Bill put on his what they call a flash suit that we bought for the electrical guys, because if you go to a big
flash suit,
a big shut off, you can often get
rubber boots.
We in their cars they all have equipment. So he had to suit it up with the full helmet and the whole thing and boom. Down goes the building.
So, Councilor Albright had a question.
I just want to know, what do you carry into the field now for technology?
Well, right now they just have simple cell phones and they have laptops.
They have laptops.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's cumbersome as hell.
Yeah.
So we've got a new program that we're just working on that's for periodic inspection, school inspections, called FOMOTIS. And basically it's a tablet and you're able to touch all the menu of items that you're inspecting. Then email it to yourself and then upload it to Community Plus so
we
can do it without having to incorporate a whole new program for just those inspections. To go up as a Word document.
So we have a motion to approve the item. Any other questions, any comments, anything like that? All in favor? So I have 5 in favor. Councillor Leary, Yates, Albright, Danberg, and Hess Mahan. Meeting adjourned. Thank you very much, John. Shut up and take our money.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. John, I just want